So it's here. The big night. Mm-hmm. Crossing off both our bucket lists. Yay. You okay? Yeah, I'm good. I'm excited. You? Good. Glad we're both excited. I'm glad we're both still on board, because, it takes a lot of planning, doesn't it? And, you know, she might not always be available, and she might change her mind, and, you know, one of us might change our mind, which obviously would be totally fine. You know, people change their minds, so, but I'm glad. I'm glad that you haven't changed your mind, and we're both really excited. She just said she needed 10 minutes to set up in the bedroom. I have no idea. She's, more experienced in this area, so I just thought she'd, take the lead and, we would follow. Yeah. New experience for me, huh? I just wanted to check. Are you sure you're okay with this? Really sure? Well, you're just so sweet. I know you tried to make me happy. I know it was my idea, and I just want to make sure you don't feel pressured, so. Oh. Oh, you're excited. That's great. Can we sit down for a second? Okay. Now, you know you can be honest with me, don't you? No, I'm not accusing you of lying. I'm just accusing you of being a people pleaser. Because it's a pattern of behavior for you, and you're very sweet and lovely, and you tried to make me happy, and I just don't want you to do anything that you think you're going to regret, because, you know, these things, you think, oh, it's just a threesome, you know, it's fine, people have sex, it's just holes and orifices and things going in and out of them, but, you know, what if it's not? What if it symbolizes, irreparable damage that you can never go back on, and, the relationship crumbles and everything turns to dust? I'm just saying, that might be going on in your head, and I want to check in because, you know, it's common decency. So you definitely don't feel pressured. Not even a little bit. Okay. Good. That's good. No, I'm pleased. That means, you know, we're gonna have a threesome and it's gonna be fun and, I'll just keep it light and casual and fun. I'm actually really glad you're excited because, I've been thinking about this all day. I've actually been thinking about, what we could do. Well, I was thinking we could have sex and, she could watch. Not like just, you know, the whole time. I'm just talking about like one round. I'm not just gonna be like, hey, come to a threesome, but, don't participate. That would be rude. Yeah, I'm fine. I just thinking about it, that's all, you know, like, ooh. So much potential with another person. Oh, I have no idea. Lighting candles, towels. She's quite methodical about these things. Do you need to get ready? Well, if you, you know, want to have a shower or... You know, we don't know how long she's gonna be. You could go on your PC if you want. Oh, okay. You know, I think I'm good. I had a shower at the gym earlier and, Try to keep it casual, so, you know, like, no whips and chains or anything. Just me. Just casual, casual me. Mm-hmm. I didn't even shave. Well, you know, it creates less of a pressure, and really, she's seen Bush before, so... You sure you're okay? 'Cause you look nervous. It's okay if you've changed your mind, you know. Of course I wouldn't be angry. Why would I be angry? Oh, orgasm, smorgasm. I want you to do what you want to do. Because nobody should be forced into something they don't want to do, especially sexually. And, you know, it's not as if it's a tiny thing, you know, having sex with two people at the same time. It's... I think people have this idea that it's just like, oh, how much more different can it be? But, it can be different. No, not that I know, but, you know, logistically, hypothetically, it's different. Well, when it's just two people, it's, like, intimate and safe, and you can really focus on each other. But when it's three, you know, yeah, it's fun and exciting, but also there's room for somebody to be left out, you know, sexual jealousy. And that's another person's needs to consider. It's, not just a sexual fantasy, it's playing on difficulty mode. No, she said she had everything. Condoms, lube, witchcraft. Oh, she's very experienced in this field. I know. You thought I was this, casual smashual. I've got nothing on her. She's really nice, actually, and funny and sexy, and you're gonna have a really good time. Yeah, I'm sure I will. I haven't been with that many women, but I've always enjoyed it, so, that's cool. She'll probably walk us through this, you know. Tell us what to do and give us tips, and she might even, show us a new way to come. That's fun. Who doesn't like new ways to orgasm? So we're really doing this. You're okay with it, and, So. Yeah, I'm okay. Tiana, can you come out here for a second? Hi. Are you sure you're okay with this? Yes, why? Well, you know, it's just, it's all kind of rushed, wasn't it? We all just kind of dove in and was like, cool, that sounds like a cool idea, and I know I'm the one that suggested it, but, I was just wondering if, you want to breathe there? Breathe, yes. Breathing, yeah, I just want to make sure, because, you know, like, I have a tendency to say things impulsively and then not really think them through, and I just wanted to make sure that you're okay. He's apparently okay, which is great, you know, it's really good. So, you're definitely okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm a little concerned about you, though. Oh, well, that's really sweet, but there's really no need, because, you know, I'm a big girl, and I suggested this, and me and him are just casual measure, and... I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't do this. And yes, I suggested it. It was my idea. I was like, cool, let's just all just have this big fuckery tomfoolery fuck, but I can't, okay? I can't. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to waste anybody's time. I can't, okay? I can't share him with you. And yes, I realize this is ridiculous and inappropriate, and I've wasted your time and his time, and I'm a stupid fucking hypocrite, and I'm sorry to both of you. I just can't do it. I can't see you two have sex together, and I can't share him with you, so. And believe me when I say it's not because you're not attractive, you're a smoke show, it's just, I don't want to share him. I know I need to apologize for more than that. I should apologize for wasting your time. I understand you have lots of people to have sex with. I need to apologize to you because I wasn't honest about how I felt. How I feel. And what I feel is, this is wrong. I don't want to do it. I don't want to see you with her, her with you. I don't want that. Because I only want to see you with me. Because I don't want open and casual. I want you to just have sex with me. And I don't want to have sex with anyone else. I want you to be my boyfriend. That might be the stupidest thing I ever said, but it's what I feel. Boyfriend. I'm in my 30s. And you are both free to laugh at me and leave and say what a loser, but I can't pretend that I'm okay with this, because I'm not. I'm in love with you. I love you, I'm in love with you. It is what it is. No shit. Excuse me? You're such a dumbass. Care to elaborate? You've been in love with him for months. Have I? Well, at least you admit it now. And I can go home and eat my takeout. You didn't set anything up. Duh. I was waiting for you to realize this was a terrible idea. Oh. Huh. Well, aren't you, clever and helpful, huh? I'm sorry that I don't apologize. I'm happy for you. You moron. It was really nice to meet you. And please be patient with her. It's her first time dealing with big grown-up feelings. I don't have a comeback. Thanks, Tiana. Toodles. And don't either of you feel sorry for me. I have a drawer full of vibrators waiting for me at home. All with my name on them. Valid and good for you. Bye. Get home safe. Will do. Happy lovemaking, and welcome to monogamy. She's very smart, isn't she? And I never thought I'd be having this conversation, but apparently it's time to put on big girl pants. I'm sorry I ruined your opportunity for a threesome. I could see how it was gonna go, and I think I would have freaked out, and I think that could have caused PTSD in all three of us. I know I said I wanted things to be casual, and I did. They always have been for me. I guess. Not anymore. Please know I don't expect you to return my feelings. You know, if you just want to keep things casual, or if this means you want to break up, that's totally your prerogative. I couldn't watch you have sex with her. Even if I was there too, I just couldn't. Because it would have made me cry. Oh. better not be a pity hug. You're not mad. You wanted to be monogamous from the start. And why didn't you say? I fucking knew it, you people pleaser. Did you not really want to have the threesome either? You're an idiot. Apparently so am I, so... So do you want to be my boyfriend? Well, I'm not doing anything else right now. Now that that's settled, can I interest you in a twosome? So many benefits. Monogamy and not having to worry about making two people come. Fuck a threesome.